Introduction. A voice cried, "Here come the cuirassiers." In campaign kit, gigantic in their long cloaks, they filed the roadway. A formidable clamour rose from every lip. Vive la France! Vive l'armée! Raymond Reculli, journalist, reporting on French troops going to war, 1914. World War I was a major watershed in history. It led to the collapse of four great imperial dynasties in Germany, Austria-Hungary, Russia, and Ottoman Turkey. The war was also a catalyst for the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and created a series of new states in Europe and the Middle East. This huge political transformation came at immense material and human cost, with millions slaughtered in a collision of mass armies equipped with highly destructive weapons. Battle lines are drawn. The war was triggered by a single death, the assassination of an Austrian archduke in the small Balkan city of Sarajevo. The mutual distrust that existed among the major European states, however, created the conditions for a wider conflict, dragging in allied nations on both sides and then other countries as the war progressed. Germany and Austria-Hungary, known as the Central Powers because of their geographical position in Europe, were joined by the Ottoman Empire and Bulgaria. The allied nations of France and Russia were immediately reinforced by Britain and its empire. Japan and Italy also joined the Allies and were followed by more than 20 other countries, of which the US was the most significant. By the end of 1914, the war's great opening battles had resolved into two separate fronts to the west and east of Germany. The Western Front consisted of a line of trenches stretching northwards through France and Belgium from the Swiss border to the North Sea. The Eastern Front was more fluid and, as the war progressed, spanned an even greater distance between the Black and Baltic Seas, with fighting in many of the surrounding nations. The Western Front would become emblematic of the war, a narrative of wretched conditions in trenches, alongside repeated offensives against well-defended positions that produced little gain but heavy casualties. While the generals were blamed for their lack of military imagination, it was the immense advances in military technology, especially in the development of powerful artillery, that quickly turned the fighting on the Western Front into a bitter war of attrition, as the firepower of one side attempted to grind down the strength and will of the other. A worldwide conflict. Despite the primacy of the Western Front, World War I became a global conflict. Turkey's entry into the war, a result of hostile relations with its neighbour Russia and unrest in its empire, opened up new battlegrounds in the Middle East, at Gallipoli, and in Palestine and Mesopotamia. Britain and France could call on the immense reserves of manpower provided by their overseas empires. During the course of the war, millions of people in Africa and Asia, as well as the British dominions, were co-opted to fight in the many theatres of war from Europe to the Pacific. The Allies had another great advantage, Britain's powerful Royal Navy. Against the constant threat of German U-boats, its Grand Fleet blockaded the North Sea, and with other Allied support, the Adriatic Sea, inflicting immense economic hardship on the Central Powers. With the help of Japan, the Royal Navy also isolated Germany's colonial possessions in the Pacific and Far East regions. Advances in weaponry. World War I was a testing ground for innovation. Great strides were made in military technology, and in some areas, such as aviation, they were transformative. New lethal weapons emerged, including longer-range and rapid-firing guns, flamethrowers, tanks, and more controversially, noxious gases. Developments in communications technology and manufacturing were influential too, as were medical advances in the care of the wounded, including better prosthetics and plastic surgery, and gradually a more enlightened understanding of the war trauma that was dubbed shell shock. The ability to mass-produce weapons of war proved vital to success. Industrial production greatly expanded in all countries, with the Allies benefiting from American economic assistance.